请我们来看以西结书三十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34.
以西结书三十四章
Ezekiel 34
26节
Verse 26
我必使他们与我山的四围成为幅员我也必叫时雨落下必有福如甘霖而降
I will make them and the places are all around my hill a blessing and I will cause showers to come down in their season there shall be showers of blessing
这是天上的神所说的
These are the words spoken by our Heavenly Father.
这里说他要使神的山的四围成为福源。
He says he will make them and the places all around his hill a blessing.
这个神的山就是指的教会。
And the hill represents the church.
那教会就是福气的来源。
The church is also the source of blessings from God.
因为圣经说教会是充满万有者所充满的。
For the Bible says the church is filled with what is filled by the Creator.
这个充满万有就是神。
And it's filled with everything that is God.
那教会就是神所充满的地方。
And the church is a place where God fills.
所以这里说这个山的四围要成为福源。
And so here it says, all around the hill shall be a blessing.
所以我们来参加教会来聚会来敬拜神就是要领受福气。
So when we come to church, when we come to worship God, we desire to receive blessings.
如果我们有这样的体验有这样的认识我们每一次聚会都觉得这是一种享受。
If we were to have this kind of experience and this kind of understanding every time we come to worship, it will be an enjoyment.
那安息日也是一种享受。
And the Sabbath day shall also be a delightful and pleasurable day.
因为我们来到这个山的四围，这是福气的来源。
And for we have come to the place around his hill, which is the source of blessing.
那如果有一天我们没有办法去教会，我们觉得很痛苦。
And if one day we're unable to make it to church, we will feel very pained.
所以有的人他看教会买在哪里，他的房子就买在教会附近。
And so some people choose their homes based on where the location of the church is.
因为他知道能够亲近教会这是福气。
For they know drawing near to the church is a blessing.
有的住到没有教会的地方。他就很想办法要在他们附近来成立教会。
And those that live in remote areas without a church will try to establish a church there.
因为那是福源，福气的来源。
For that is the source and origin of blessings.
这是我们人生的一大福气。
And this is one of the greatest blessings of our life.
因为借着教会，神跟我们同在。
For through the church, God abides with us.
那圣经说教会有神施恩的宝座。
And the Bible says that there is the throne of grace.
好，那到底这个教会带给我们什么福气？
So what kind of blessings does the church bring us?
那怎么带给我们福气？
And how does it bring it to us?
我们就要从这一段圣经来查考。
And we shall study it from this passage.
我们从二十五节来看。
Let us start reading from verse 25.
我必与他们立平安的约使恶兽从境内断绝。他们就必在安然居住在旷野，躺在林中。
Verse 25, I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods.
这里说神要跟我们立平安的约。
Here God wants to make a covenant of peace with us.
我一想到平安就觉得这真的很可贵。
When we think of peace, we think of something that's very precious.
让我们享受平安。
And he will allow us to have peace.
那这个平安当然有两个解释。
And this peace has two kinds of explanations.
主耶稣说他要赐给我们平安。
Lord Jesus says he will impart peace to us.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的十四章。
John 14.
二十七节。
John 14 verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里也不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
那主耶稣这里特别说，我的平安要赐给你们。
Jesus specifically says here, "Peace I leave with you."
所以这是主耶稣的平安。
Or my peace I give to you, the peace of Lord Jesus Christ.
那下面说，不像世人所赐的。
Not as the world gives, do I give to you.
所以世界也有所托的平安。
And so there is also a worldly kind of peace.
那个平安就是什么事情都没有发生。
And that kind of peace means that everything around you is, there's no disturbance around you.
工作很好，然后身体很健康。
That your work is going smoothly, your health is fine.
一切都很顺利，所以我很平安。
And everything that you do is very successful, and so therefore you have this sense of peace.
那主耶稣的平安不是这样。
But the peace of the Lord Jesus is not like this.
你看主耶稣开始出来传道了。
When you see when the Lord started his ministry,
那外面的环境天天改变。
His circumstances changed every day.
周围的人呢，天天要抓他的把柄。
And those around him wanted to find fault in him daily.
在最后一段时间最难。
And it was most difficult in the latter stages.
他们要把他钉十字架。
They wanted to crucify him.
但在那个时刻。
But at that moment.
主耶稣的心很平静。
Lord's heart was very peaceful.
这个叫主耶稣的平安。
This is the kind of peace that the Lord is referring to.
所以他说你们不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
So that's why he says, neither be troubled or be afraid.
所以主耶稣的平安就是内心没有忧愁，也没有胆怯。
So the peace of the Lord Jesus is the inner peace that, where our heart is not troubled and we are not afraid.
我们人真的有很多忧愁。
And we as human beings have a lot of troubles.
我们忧愁是因为我们人很有限。
And we have troubles because we are limited.
很多事情我们没有办法解决。
There's a lot of things that we're unable to solve ourselves.
所以我们会忧愁。
And that's why we have troubles.
那主耶稣来，他就要帮助我们。
But when the Lord Jesus comes, he wants to help us.
所以就没有忧愁。
And therefore, we shall not be troubled.
那不要胆怯。
And neither let it be afraid.
因为他要跟我们同在。
Because he wants to abide with us.
所以诗篇说，我行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
And therefore, in Psalm it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
有一个弟兄到医院去开刀，他是癌症。
Brother that went to hospital to have surgery.
因为他是回到他的故乡去开刀，只有他一个人。
And because he had cancer, so he went back to his hometown to perform the surgery.
本来医生宣布他癌症，他好像判了死刑一样。
And when the doctor first diagnosed him with cancer, it was like a death sentence.
他在路上开车，差一点点撞到卡车。
And when he was driving on the road, he almost got into an accident and ran into a large cargo truck.
他就在想，我怎么信耶稣信到这样？
And so he thought to himself, how could I get into this kind of situation?
医生说我癌症，然后我就整个精神快崩溃了。
And the doctor diagnosed me with cancer, and I lost all my spirits.
所以他就很迫切祷告。
And so he prayed earnestly.
禁食祷告。
And he fasted.
要手术那一天呢，但也没有人载他去，他自己去。
And during the day of the surgery, no one had to drive him, but he drove himself.
那轮到他手术了。
And when it came time to undergo the surgery,
医生问他说：“病人在哪里？”
And the doctor inquired.
那个护士在准备的。
The nurse asked, "Where is the patient?"
他说：“我就是病人啊。”
And he says, "I am the patient."
笑笑的。
And the nurse smiled.
不是这个弟兄笑笑的。
This brother, he smiled.
那个护士说：“我从来没有看过这样的。”
And the nurse remarked, "I've never seen anyone like this."
那个弟兄从很害怕变成不害怕。
So this brother went from a state of fear into not being afraid anymore.
就是因为他被圣灵充满，神同在。
Because he had the abundance of God and he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以行过死荫的幽谷也不怕。
So he, even though he walked through the valley of the shadow of death, he shall not be afraid.
那如果有神同在，生活也不要忧虑。
And if we have the abundance of God, we will have no troubles in our lives.
这个叫做神跟我们立的平安的约。
And this is the covenant of peace that the Lord has established with us.
那这需要体验。
And this requires us to experience it.
我们越多体验了, 我们生活越不会害怕,
the more experience we have, the less afraid we will be.
越不会忧虑,
and the less troublesome we will be.
因为我们有经验, 经历过神,
the less troubled we will be because we have experienced God.
好, 那以西结书34章这里这个平安是什么?
And so what is exactly is this peace that's referred to in Ezekiel 34?
25节特别说是恶兽从境内断绝。
Verse 25 says, it causes wild beasts to cease from the land.
森林里面如果狮子、老虎、毒蛇, 谁都不敢出去。
There are lions, tigers, and poisonous snakes in the jungle. No one dares to move about.
如果神的山里面有这些野兽, 大家也不敢去。
And if these wild beasts were in the hills of God, no one would dare approach it.
那到底这个在讲什么?
And so what is this referring to?
我们看以赛亚书的12章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 12.
以赛亚书12章。
Isaiah chapter 12.
第六节,
Isaiah 12, verse
6. 豺狼必与绵羊同居, 11章第六节,
Isaiah 11, verse 6, rather.
豹与山羊同卧, 少壮的狮子与牛犊并肥畜同居, 小孩子要牵引他们。 第七节,
verse 7.
牛必与熊同食, 牛犊必与小熊同卧, 狮子必吃草, 与牛一样。
Verse
8. Verse
9.
因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地,好像水洋充满海洋一般。
Verse 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covered the sea.
这个第九节特别说，在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人不害物。
Verse 9 especially says, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain."
我们知道这个圣山就是教会。And
we know that this holy mountain is the church.
如果这样了解，那从第六节开始就是指着教会里面的事情。
If we have this kind of understanding, then we know that starting from verse 6, it refers to things in the church.
豺狼要与绵羊同居。
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb.
这个什么意思?
What does that mean?
就是还没有信主以前呢, 每个人个性都不太一样。
Meaning that before we believe in the Lord, we have a different kinds of personalities.
有的人像豺狼。
Some people are like wolves.
有的人像
Others are like lambs.
那豺狼看到绵羊就要吃掉它。
And when the wolf sees the lambs, they will try to devour them.
没有信主以前，有人像豹子。
And before believing, some are like a leopard.
有人像少壮的狮子。
Others are like a young lion.
没有信主以前，有人像熊。
And before believing, some are like a bear.
没有信主以前，有人像毒蛇。
And before believing, some are like the poisonous snake.
什么是毒蛇?
What is the cobra?
毒蛇你不能太靠近了，你太靠近它哦，它就咬你。
And you can't get near to the cobra, otherwise they will strike you.
所以，施洗约翰对那个文士法利赛人要来洗礼说，毒蛇的种类。
And so that's why John the Baptist says to the Pharisees and scribes when they approach, brood of vipers, you must repent.
他虽然知道道理,
even though they understood the truth,
但是对主耶稣满心记恨,
but they had hatred towards Lord Jesus and wanted to kill him.
其实主耶稣害他们什么,
but Lord Jesus did not wrong them.
这就是毒蛇。
And so this is what is called a cobra.
你不能太靠近了。
You can't draw too close to them.
你如果威胁它, 它会咬你。
If you try to get near them, they will bite you.
那如果你踏到它, 更不得了。
It's even worse when you step on them.
但是信主耶稣以后,
but after believing in Christ,
我们人的个性会改变。
Our personalities, our character will change.
这是神迹。
This is a miracle.
改变到本来会像毒蛇一样, 现在不会咬人。
And it will transform from what used to be like a cobra to one that no longer bites.
第八节说, 小孩子在洞口玩, 甚至断奶的婴儿按守在他的穴上,
Verse 8 says that a nursing child shall play by the cobra's den, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den, and they will not be bitten.
有人像狮子, 有人像老虎,
and some are like lions, and others tigers.
在这个社会非常凶猛,
they are very aggressive in the society.
但是, 来到主里面会改变,
but when they believe and come to believe in the Lord, they will be transformed.
所以这个个性改变以后, 你会发现,
and after they have been their character has been transformed, we'll realize that they can exist harmoniously inside the church.
这个叫做在神的圣山, 就有平安啊, 毒蛇恶兽啊, 都可以,
This is what is referred to as the peace in the holy, his holy mountain, that even cobras and vipers can dwell together.
那为什么会改变?
And why would they be transformed?
以赛亚书12章下面说, 因为认识神的知识要充满遍地。
In Isaiah 11 verse 9 it says, For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord.
以前哦, 像豺狼, 像毒蛇, 是因为 不认识神,
they used to be like wolves and cobras because they did not know God.
那现在认识神,
and now that they understand and know God,
追求神,
and they pursue after Him,
所以人就会改变,
and so these people shall be transformed.
因此在教会里面, 这个恶兽就断绝了,
and so in the church, these wild beasts shall be no longer.
所以我们来到这个第以西结说34章，我们来到教会啊。 就可以在这里安居在旷野，躺卧在林中，就是非常平安。And
so, that's why in Ezekiel 34 is that when we come to this hill, this church, we can lie down in peace.
所以我们在看我们信主的好处。And
so these are some of the benefits of believing in the Lord.
就是人会改变。Is
that people can be changed.
越变越好。
And the more change, they change for the better.
因为大家都在改变, 所以大家在一起啊, 越来越好。
And so, since people change and they're together, they will continue to change for the better.
那这个叫做神跟我们立平安的约。
And this is the covenant of peace that the Lord will establish with us.
那我们再回来看以西结书34章。
If we turn back to Ezekiel 34.
27节。
Verse
27.
It says, The trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase.
主耶稣曾经讲过撒种的比喻。
Jesus once spoke of the parable of the sower.
那从这个比喻里面我们知道，种子是一样。
And from the parable, we know that the seed is the same.
但是撒下去结果不一样。
But see, that are sown are in different places.
这个不是种子的问题。
This is not the problem with the seed.
这是土地的问题。
But rather the problem with the soil.
那个土地就是人的心。
And that soil is referring to a person's heart.
所以我们在一个教会里面。
And so, we being in the same church, we receive the same word. But everyone's transformation is a little different.
And
because our hearts are different.
那怎么能够改变我们的心?
So how can we change our hearts?
因为心如果没有改变硬邦邦哦，你那个道理听一百遍都一样。
Because if our hearts are hardened, no matter how much of the words we hear, we will not be able to be changed.
我们看那个德州啊，旱灾很厉害。
And we can see that Texas had a great heat wave.
那有时候连那个河里面那个河床啊都干掉了。
And therefore they encountered a drought, and many of the riverbeds were dried up.
那你种子撒在那里没有用。
So if you were to sow seeds there, it would be ineffective.
它就死在那里，它不会长。
Because those seeds will die and won't grow.
但是如果下了几场大雨。
But if it were to rain a lot there,
那你就看。
Then you'll see that once the seed are sown, it'll begin to sprout.
And
sometimes when we take a flight to South America, to Southern California.
你在看到夏天好像秃头，光秃秃的。
And we noticed that from the plane that when we look down in the summertime, it seems like the land is bald.
这个山头秃的。
The mountains are bald.
啊，等到下过雨以后，你再看，哎，渐渐就变成绿色。
But after rain, you'll gradually notice that the mountains become a little greener.
所以在神的山啊，一个很重要要改变土地的方法就是。福好像大雨降下来。
And so in the hills of God, it's very important to have the showers of blessing come down.
那这个大雨就是圣灵。
And this great shower, this great rain is the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵一降下来，那种子再掉下来就开始发芽。
So when the Holy Spirit descends and the seed is sown, then plants will begin to grow.
那是很自然的。
This is very natural.
你没有办法勉强，也不需要勉强。
You don't have to force it. You don't need to force it.
因为那土地是软的。
Because that soil is fertile.
所以我们可以看到很多人的改变是很自然的，不是勉强。
So we can see that many people's transformation is natural and not forced.
但是那个改变，第一个要让大雨降下来。
But that in order for that transformation to occur, first the rain must come down.
那个大雨就是圣灵。
And that great rain is the Holy Spirit.
所以要先祷告求圣灵。
So we must first pray and pray for the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵还不够。
And receiving the Holy Spirit is not enough.
要祷告到被圣灵充满。
We must pray to the point we are filled by the Spirit.
人的心就会变软的。
And then our hearts will be softened.
实心会变成软的。
And our hardened hearts will become softened.
那这个就是土地的改变。
And this is the transformation or change in the soil.
那心一改变之后，我们发现，哎，听进的道理不一样，会感动。
And when our hearts are changed, we will realize that we begin to be moved. By the sermon or the words that we hear.
So we look at that 五旬节以后，彼得在讲道理，有时候很不相当的啊，不简不不客气。
And so we notice that the day of Pentecost, when Peter was speaking, he spoke very boldly.
你们钉死的耶稣，他已经复活了。
He even accused them of crucifying the Lord, but the Lord has resurrected.
你们钉死就表示你们手上有耶稣的血。
That you have crucified the Lord Jesus, meaning His blood is in your hands.
这个对他们是一种指控，你们有罪。
To that is an accusation to them, saying that they have sinned.
我们人都不愿意人指证我们有什么错。
And no normal person would like.Someone else accuse them of anything.
哎，但是就是因为圣灵充满。
But because Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit,
大雨降下来。
And the great rain came down.
人的心是软的。
And people's hearts are softened.
哦，所以这个神的话掉下去就产生作用。
And so when the word of God comes down, then it takes effect.
他们就觉得很觉得自己很自责啊。
And it pricked them in their hearts, and they repented.
那我们要怎么办？
And so they said, "What shall we do?"
就开始，这个就是改变的开始。
And this is the beginning of the transformation.
四十天以前把主耶稣钉十字架。
40 days ago, they crucified Lord Jesus Christ.
四十天以后，竟然愿意做罪人来悔改。
And 40 days later, they're willing to become sinners and repent.
这个谁能够改变呢？
Who can change this?
就是大雨降下来改变。
Who can change them? Only the great rain that came down.
所以今天我们要改变一个人。
So today, if we want to change a person,
甚至我们在家里要改变我们的家人，
or even if we want to change our own family member,
你多有口才，什么心理学学多少，有时候都没有用。
No matter how much eloquence you have or how much studies you've done in psychology, it's all useless.
一个最有效的方法，
the most effective way,
就是全家祷告得圣灵。
Is to have the whole family pray together and receive the Holy Spirit.
我们全家祷告必圣灵充满。
If we pray the whole family prays together and are filled by the Spirit.
再来，我们来研讨神的话。
And then we can study the Word of God together.
这种最有果效。
This is the most effective way.
是从心里面的改变。
As the change starts from their hearts.
所以福好像甘霖降下来。
So the blessing is like a rain of.Pouring down.
当圣灵浇灌下来，
when the Holy Spirit pours down,
这个是大雨降下来。
This is the great rain coming down.
福气就接着来到。
And blessings will follow.
所以以利亚那个时代，
so in the time of Elijah,
饥荒，
there was a drought.
好多寡妇，
and there were many widows in the land.
男人都饿死了。
And because many of the men have died of starvation.
但是不下雨就是不下雨啊。
But it still wouldn't rain.
但是后来。
But then,
他们把这个假先知杀掉。
After they have killed off the false prophets,
把罪除掉。
They have got rid of the sin.
一降一祷告，雨就降下来。
And then when they prayed, the great rain came forth.
雨一降下来，农作物就开始收成。
And when the rains came down, the plants began to grow.
所以神的恩典一降下来，每一件事情都在改变。
So when the grace of God pours down, everything shall be changed.
因为神的恩典。
Because of God's grace.
每一件事情都在改变。
Everything will begin, start to change.
这真的是很奇妙的体验。
And this is indeed a very wonderful experience.
好，我们来看二十七节。
Let's read, continue reading verse 27.
啊，田野的树必结果，地也必有出产。
It says, then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase.
然后他们必在故土安然居住。
They shall be safe in their land.
所以我们就看到他们的努力，田野的树，然后这个地，所以他们耕种的地都会有出产，就是他们的努力有结果。
And we see that through their efforts, these trees and the field yield their fruit.
那下面。
And following this,
说我要折断他们所负的轭，脱救离他们以那为奴之人的手。
He says, "I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslave them."
这个轭所负的轭跟为奴之人的手，这个都是有关系的。
And this broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslave them are related.
有时候这个轭就是因为做奴隶才有背这个轭。
And this yoke, because they were enslaved, many times they had to carry this yoke.
所以这个轭跟做奴隶，这个都是被控制的。
And so yoke and being enslaved, both refer to being under someone else's control.
但是当福如甘霖降下来。
But when the blessings come down as showers,
这里说我折断他们的轭。
The Lord says that He broken the bands of their yoke.
我救他们脱离为人的手。
And delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them.
神就要让我们得到自由。
God will set us free.
所以我们现在这个世代，我们看表面是很自由。
And so if we look in our society on the surface level, it may seem that we have freedom.
其实罪在控制人，很厉害。
But actually, it's the sin controlling us, and it's very powerful.
借着各种不同的坏习惯在控制。
Through many of our bad habits, sin enslaves us.
这是很难解决的。
This is something that is hard to solve.
但是有一天我们被圣灵浇灌充满。
But one day we are showered upon by the Holy Spirit and filled with it.
你就发现以前在控制我们的不见了。
We will realize that what was controlling us before is now gone.
所以罗马书里面保罗在提到他的体验。
So in Romans, Paul speaks of his experience.
他说我过去所要行的善，我行不出来。
He says, the good that I wish to do, I cannot. I've not done so.
过去不想做的恶，我一直去做。
But the evil that I do not want to do, I have done.
其实保罗是很有良心的一个人。
Actually, Paul was a person with a good conscience.
他在犹太教是非常热心的。
And he was a very zealous Jew.
但是热心是热心，热心是一回事，热心并不等于说这个人就能改变。
But being zealous doesn't mean that a person can be transformed.
因为这个罪是在里面，在控制人。
Because the sin is within, controlling the person.
所以他常常觉得很痛苦。
And so he often felt very hard pressed.
所以有时候我们也常常觉得自己对自己的个性的软弱会觉得很痛苦。
And so we often feel pain by our own character flaws.
有时候别人一得罪我们心里那个恨真的解不消。
For example, if someone were to offend us, that hatred that we harbor inside. Cannot be dissolved.
那个就是我们的轭啊，就是一个重担啊，压在我们身上。
That becomes a yoke to us that weighs us down.
那有时候我们恨的人是我们自己家里的人。
Sometimes the person that we hate is our own family member.
自己的兄弟姐妹。
Our own brother, our own sister.
甚至自己的配偶、自己的父母。
Even our own spouse, even our own parents.
结果我们就当奴隶了。
And so then we all become enslaved.
被控制了。
And we are controlled by the yoke.
真的很奇妙，圣灵降下来。
But it's wonderful when the Holy Spirit comes down.
圣灵把主的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit will bring down the love of God into us.
神的爱一下来，恨就没有了。
When the love of God comes down, the hatred that we have inside disappears.
所以 十字架下的人为耶稣在哭。
And so those who were by the cross cried for Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣真可怜了。
Because he was pitiable.
他被钉十字架。
He was nailed to the cross.
但是主耶稣从十字架上看下来，谁最可怜
？But when Jesus looked down from the cross, who was the most pitiable?
钉他的人最可怜。
Those who had crucified him.
为什么
？Why?
他们钉一个义人，这个罪很重啊，很可怜。
Because they crucified a righteous man, and the sin was indeed great.
所以主耶稣不但没有恨，神啊，你赦免他们。
So not only did Jesus not harbor hatred towards them, but he asked his Father to forgive them.
怎么有一个人做得到这样
？How can a person do such a great work like this?
他没有罪，被钉十字架，能够求神赦免钉他的人。
That is, he was sinless and he was crucified to the cross, and yet he was able to ask God to forgive. The people who sinned against him.
这个只有神做得到。
Only God can do this.
神的爱充满耶稣，他就做得到。
Because God's love filled in Lord Jesus Christ, and He was able to do this.
所以今天那个爱充满在我们心里面。
So today the same love will fill inside our hearts.
根本就不会恨人了。
And you will no longer hate anyone.
不是说我很努力去做，不是这样，根本就不会恨。
It doesn't take our own effort to try not to hate someone.
为什么？因为这个恶已经被解开了。
Because when the love of God comes down, this yoke has been broken from us.
神的爱把我们解开了。
God's love has broken this band of yoke.
那有时候我们想说啊，因为耶稣嘛，他是神，所以他做得到。
And so sometimes we think that, well, Jesus is God, and that's why he could do this thing.
那斯提凡呢？他不是神呢。
Then what about Stephen? He wasn't God.
但是他要被人用石头打死。
But when he was about to be stoned to death,
他也跪下来祷告。
He kneeled down and prayed.
神啊，不要将这个罪归在他们身上。
He says, Lord, do not put their sins upon them.
他为什么做得到？
How was he able to achieve this?
因为他被主耶稣的爱充满。
Because he was filled by the love of Christ at that moment.
所以最自由的人是谁？
So who is the person with the most freedom?
是钉在十字架上的主耶稣。
It is the Lord Jesus who was crucified on the cross.
因为恨没有办法控制他。
Because hatred was unable to control him.
所以诸位，我们有时候真的被控制了。
And so So sometimes we are also controlled.
被恨控制。
Controlled by hatred.
被这个人跟人的不满控制。
Controlled by the dissatisfaction towards the other person.
但是等福这个大雨降下来
，But when the great rain pours down，
神的爱充满，神的本性充满在我们里面
，And God's divine nature is filled within us，
我们自由了
，Then we are free，
这个都过去了
，And all these things have passed，
现在的我是新的
，And now I am a new person，
因为主耶稣活在我里面
，For Lord Jesus lives within me，
所以我能够爱。
And that's why I'm able to love.
我能够爱那个不爱我的人。
And that's why I'm able to love those who do not love me.
我能够爱那个不可爱的人。
And I can love those people who are deemed unlovable.
这是新的自由。
And this is a new kind of freedom.
这个是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace that the Lord has given us.
就是借着大雨降下来，这个恩典就临到我们。
That through this great shower, the grace has come upon us.
所以我们教会真的感谢神了。我们有这个很宝贵的神的圣灵降临。
So we truly thank God that in our church that God has imparted His Holy Spirit to us.
因此我们要不断的鼓励我们整个教会被圣灵充满。
And so that's why we continue to encourage for an entire church to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那就发现教会里面呢有平安。
And we will notice that the church will have peace.
教会里面有自由。
The church will have peace.True freedom.
教会里面充满神的恩典。
And the church will be full of God's grace.
这是一幅非常美的图画。
And this is a very beautiful picture.
在使徒教会看到了。
And we have seen this in the apostolic church.
今天也可以在我们教会看到。
And today we shall also witness it here.
福要如甘霖而降。
That the blessings shall come down like showers of blessing.
唱诗。
Now let us sing.